Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. We have a guest on with us tonight, and I'm excited about that. We've been trying to get this guest on for some time, and he is quite a fella in the truth business. But I want to warn everybody out there, as I do as I go speaking around the country, this old cop, Jack McLam, is asked to come speak to for various organizations around the nation and sometimes even out of the country. And I always like to start off by saying, beware the sage on the stage. You've probably heard me say that before. Beware the sage on the stage. I always get up and I'm always in my police uniform. I tell people I could be in here to lie to you tonight. I could be in here to trick you, as many speakers are doing just that, and politicians and you name it around this country. So be very, very careful. We're going to talk about some things tonight, folks, and I want you to check them out yourself. Go to the Holy Bible, and we'll give you some websites to check out things. But beware the sage on the stage, because you never know when you're getting the truth and when you're not getting the truth, and especially at times when you are shocked by the information put out, like I believe some of you will be tonight. But I want to remind you of something, that for years and years and years, we patted ourselves on the back as we found out about the corruption and the conspirators and how well Lucifer had tricked us in the area of our financial situation in America and how the evil people had taken over the financial end of America, financial control of America. Then we patted ourselves on the back when we found out they took over both the major parties, political parties in America. We thought, aha, we found out about the corruption there and how we've been conned. We found out how they took over the educational system, and we patted ourselves on the back and on and on and on. But there's one particular area, as I've told you before, that we're just beginning to learn how it's been taken over by Lucifer and his minions, and that is the area of religion. We're going to talk about the evil takeover of in the area of religion tonight, but we want you to go to your scriptures and be sure we're not misleading you tonight, okay? We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program and introduce you to our guest, Charles E. Carlson, when we get back.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
When was the last time you used Pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned Pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McGlam program. And this is one of those programs that the new people may be running from the room when they start hearing what we're talking about. But anybody that's been listening to our program a while know that we are ardent police investigators, and we look at all the facts, and we dig up the facts, and we investigate, and we go by truth and fact. And facts denied don't cease to exist. And so for the last 10 years, we've been deeply involved in trying to uncover how the Christians have become a part of the problem in America, how they've been misguided, misdirected, and misled. And we found out it's through the pastors who went to these cemeteries, I guess they call them seminaries, but everything they knew good when they went in died before they came out of these seminaries, and they came out and taught error to the American people. And so we're going to be talking about this subject tonight because it is critical to understanding what's happening in the world today. And so we've invited one of the main investigators in this nation, one of the most knowledgeable people we know, and I've known this man for, 10, 15 years or more. His name is Charles E. Carlson, and he's one of the few people I know that's been in the U.S. Army twice. He didn't get enough the first time, evidently. He's a
Well, actually, I got recalled, Jack.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then he's a former Baptist deacon. And he's been a journalist since 1994, and he's a tremendous investigator. He co-founded a very important group for us today called We Hold These Truths, which we're going to give you the website for. And if you want to really start thinking outside the box as a Christian and find out why, as the glitter bugs on TV, the big million-dollar televangelists tell you how many Christians are coming to the Lord and how many TV stations we have and how much all these things are happening and why our nation continues to go in the dumper, going basically down into hell when so-called so many Christians are coming on board. We're going to learn by investigating things like the website at We Hold These Truths. And so with that said, I want to tell you that it's our privilege for our two police and military associations to have Brother Charles Carlson on with us today to talk about why American Christians are promoting and actually they are enabling the wars over in the Middle East today. Charles, come on here and tell us about what we need to know about why Christians are the main instrument for promoting all this death and destruction against the Arab people.
Thank you very much, Jack, and that was a very good introduction, and it tells a lot of the story. At least it tells the bottom line, which we're going to get to, so I don't need to repeat that. The problem, a huge problem in America today, as almost everyone is now recognizing, is the incredible power of what's referred to as the Christian right and their influence in actually campaigning for war. And in the latest statistic, we've now found that only about 42% of the American people are supportive of the president's war action. And I'm not just talking about Republican presidents, because Democrat President Bill Clinton bombed four countries while he was in.
Yes.
So serial wars go on under both Republicans and Democrats, and both parties, leaders of both parties, appeal to the Christian right to get their support. And they must have this element of the votes from the Christian right in order to be elected. Bill Clinton actually had to achieve a split of that vote, and he got about 40% of the vote, which was a tremendous feat for a Democrat with his record. And he carried Bibles under his arm into churches and was photographed.
I remember that. Yeah.
Remember all of that?
Yeah, I remember that communist church there in Washington, D.C. by Whitmer or some pastor, Whitmer.
Yes,
or something
and I know some good friends of mine who were out picketing his entry into that church when
good.
He went in, because
good.
They were saying, this man is misleading us with this big Bible under his arm. Well, I don't know if that was a Scofield study Bible he had under his arm, but it was big enough to be one.
Probably was.
And that's what then it probably was, because he came from that background. And he wouldn't have known the difference, I don't think, Jack. He would have probably known what was between the leaves.
That's probably true, because I think Lucifer could carry the Scofield Reference Bible under his arm without getting burned.
Well, they're very big, and also John MacArthur has published an even bigger study Bible. It has 1,100 pages of footnotes in it.
Oh, my God.
It's called
gosh.
The John MacArthur Study Bible.
My goodness.
And for your information, our organization has picketed his church three times. And we have a unit out there in his area that goes by his church about every 6 months.
Yes.
So
let me ask Chuck. Paul, are you picking up Charles okay? He's very low in my earphones here. Are we okay? Okay. Paul says we're okay there, Charles.
Very good. Well, I'll try to talk right into this thing.
Okay.
Now, if we look at our churches, the history of American churches has been one of a moderating force in our society. In fact, it's thought of as being a moral force that is God's way of regulating man's evils. And blessed are the peacemakers and choose life, not war. These kind of symbols are church, are ideas that come from churches. So it's rather amazing when we find that large church groups are actually supporting conflict, and all kinds of secular people that have never been in a church are really wondering what's the matter. They're saying, how can this be that these people who claim to be God's people, scriptural people, and following Christ, they all know that Christ stood for peace, even if they don't follow Christ. So they're wondering. And so we've sought to answer that question, and we've had it thrust in our face. And you said people should check their sources. What you need in order to check out everything that we talk about is that you go to the library or look on your shelf and get down a Scofield Study Bible and look in one, and you'll find these amazing footnotes written into the Scofield Study Bible that have had such an enormous impact on whole groups of religious groups, such as the Southern Baptist Convention, the largest evangelical group in our country. And what's happened is that this man, Cyrus Scofield, was a pretty much a common criminal in the late part of the 19th century. He was a
con man, wasn't he?
He was a con man. He was actually thrown in jail. He was a professional forger. And as a result of forging people's names on things, he eventually had to serve time in jail. I think he served 6 months and was released. He then became a sort of a pastor in a rundown church in a rundown place before the oil boom called Fort Worth, Texas. And no discredit to Fort Worth, but in the 1880s, Fort Worth was not what it is today.
Absolutely.
And so Scofield became a pastor there, and a little later he became the author of a very famous book called the Scofield Study Bible, and it became the most important Bible in America in terms of the evangelical Christian right, the dispensationalist group, as Scofield referred to them. Scofield wrote this Bible, and he had it published in London, which was very amazing because of the publishing house in London that published the Scofield Reference Bible had never published any book for an American before, especially not an American con man who'd been in prison, you see?
That's right.
So it was very unusual that they would publish anything by an Anglo or by an American. They were very Anglophile. But they published this book, and we found out later why. Because written into this Scofield Study Bible were footnotes that basically led people to accept the idea of a new state called the State of Israel, which it wasn't even named at that time, but it was the idea of a new state which Scofield referred to as the Palestinian Covenant in 1908. And this was rather amazing because there was no country called Palestine in 1908.
That's right. It wasn't until 1948 that it became
so
a state.
He was writing about a country that didn't exist and wouldn't exist for 30 years.
I wonder how he did that.
How do you suppose he figured that out? Well, there's other telltale signs in the Scofield Study Bible that show that he didn't write it. And we're convinced of that, but we also are convinced we'll never be able to prove it. And it doesn't really matter, Jack, because you can prove what he did write and what the effects of it has been. And then, so over the years, this study Bible was somehow promoted in the American seminaries. It became the standard of evangelical seminaries, like the big Southern Baptist seminary in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah.
Called the Dallas Theological Seminary.
That's right.
And in the original supporters of the Scofield Study Bible, we're an editorial committee that were made up of men like the president of Moody Bible Institute and the presidents of three seminaries. So this, what happened, Jack, is that this nondescript con man, basically, someone adopted him and turned him into a shining apple, and they created a Bible around him, which he wrote. By the way, he copied most of it, but he wrote it on yellow pages of notepads. And then this wonderful publishing house in London converted it into the most amazing book and put a beautiful leather cover on it. And they somehow managed to get tons of these Bibles into these seminaries. And they got leading seminary leaders to put their name on the front and endorse this Scofield Study Bible. So this is the beginning of the change of Christianity.
It truly changed Christianity from the Bible Christianity to the Scofield Christianity, didn't
exactly
it, brother?
Right, which he called dispensational Christianity.
Yes.
In other words, he invented the term dispensational. And if you go into churches today that are evangelical, such as the Southern Baptist churches, and ask them if they're dispensational, they'll say yes.
Yes, and they probably don't even know why they are.
No, they don't know that it came out of the Scofield Study Bible.
That's right. Okay, brother, we're coming up on our first break. Folks, this is a very important program tonight. As you can imagine, we're describing how we Christians, and I'm talking about myself here, have been misled and misdirected for many, many years. And so we'll be right back after this break.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies, utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Well, welcome back, folks, and we're on with Charles Carlson tonight, and he is a tremendous investigator and a person that believes in setting up Christian ACT tanks, not think tanks. We think too much. Matter of fact, we think and then we don't act. Well, he set up we hold these truths as an ACT, A-C-T tank. In other words, they put feet to their prayers. They don't just sit around and think and talk about it. They actually are doing something. So, Brother Carlson, go ahead and continue on.
Well, I might just say in that respect, Jack, if any of your listeners are interested, we do projects where we actually do vigils in front of churches because we want this message your audience is hearing to get inside the church. And we know that the pastors are not going to take it in because they're quite comfortable the way they are. And yet those churches are full of wonderful people who need to know this.
True.
So we've now been to 40 or 50 churches. We have units in a couple of places in California, and we've been as far east as Jerry Falwell's Liberty University. And his church, which is Thomas Rowe Baptist Church. We've been all the way to John MacArthur's church on the West Coast and to Sacramento and Bakersfield and up and down the Los Angeles area and then all over Arizona. And we have wonderful responses at these churches because we really do strike a nerve when we go there. So if anyone's interested, they can learn all about this at our website.
Yes, please
give that out.
It's
called Project Straight Gate, and it's got pictures of the signs
Gate.
And pickets and everything there.
Okay, Project Straight Gate, and what's the website?
The website is WHTT, for We Hold These Truths. It's WHTT.org.
Okay.
www.WHTT.org.
Very good.
Now, as far as going on here with Mr. Schofield and the Schofield Study Bible, because this is something that is astonishing, and what it allows you, the listener, to do is to flip open one of these Bibles and see exactly what's been done and how it's been done progressively. Now, in the 1968 edition of the Schofield Reference Bible, remember the first one was in 1908, and then Mr. Schofield died, and Oxford University Press, not surprisingly, turned out to be the owner of this Bible. But they left Mr. Schofield's name on the cover just as though he was still the editor and as though he was alive today.
Right.
And then they garnished that cover with all kinds of prestigious leaders of the biggest seminaries in the evangelical movement,
uh-huh.
including Mr. John Walvoord over at Dallas Theological Seminary, you see?
Yeah.
And then inside the book, there are 1,100 pages, approximately, so I've never counted them, of footnotes, and these footnotes tell people what they're supposed to think the Bible is all about. Now, I'm going to read you one of the verses from the Bible, and this is perhaps the most important of all, because it's the one that is cited in almost every case where someone is trying to support the war effort in the Middle East. This is the verses that they quote. And it's on page 27 of the Schofield Reference Bible. And it says, "Now the Lord said to Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house and into the land I will show you. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and I will make your name great, and thou shalt be blessed, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed." That passage is in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 through 3. And this is quoted all the time by people in Israel. If you go to Israel and ask them, how is it that you have the right to take that Arab's land over there? You see a settlement, they call them settlements. And there will be really a squatter's camp on top of a hill that's got a water well.
Uh-huh.
And there will be a fence up there and people living in there. And then around it, there's Arab people with their sheep and goats. And you say, how did those people get that? And they say, well, the Lord gave that to them back in Genesis 12. You see? So this statement is what's depended upon. And this is the basis of the war in the Middle East. If you want to boil down the war to one statement, it's this one. Because the Israelis say, I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee, and in thee shall all the families be great. But they also refer to this little statement, get you out of your father's house, and I will show you onto a land that I will show you. Now, onto a land that I will show you hardly says that someone's great-great-grandson, 50 times removed, 3,000 years later, can come back without even proving a drop of blood from anybody at any time, or that he ever is related to anybody that was ever there, and claim some Arab's land. Isn't that enough to make a fight?
I'll tell you what.
It would cause a war.
It would cause a war.
And that's exactly what's happened.
Yeah.
So this statement was, and now I want to read you the important part about this innocent statement, but I need to also share with you what this statement means to Christians and why Christians have preserved this section of the Bible. The last part says, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So if you go back to traditional Christianity, what they say is, this is where God promised Abram that he would bring forth a Messiah for the whole world whose name would be Christ, and that would be the blessings to the whole world that came down through the lineage of Abraham.
Yes.
So you see, the Muslims believe that. The Christians have all believed that for 2,000 years. But now we have the evangelicals, and they believe what that means is God is giving real estate to a bunch of people in Palestine, which he's taking from somebody else.
Yes. Very, very important words.
Now, do we have time here to talk about the interpretation of this.
Yes, we sure do, brother.
Mr. Schofield.
We're coming up on the bottom of the hour, so we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Then we'll talk about how this has been interpreted in the Schofield Bible, and you'll see exactly what's happening.
Very good, brother. We'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain, but what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after two compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Kenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Kenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Remember that Abraham was—he was born and lived 1,500 years before a guy named his great-great-great-great-grandchild was born. Jacob, who God then called Israel, had 12 sons. One of them named Judah. That finally the word Jew came from 1,500 years before that. So, go ahead, Brother Charles. Pick up where you left off.
That's all right. Well, so. So now this land promise, we're gonna look at the Schofield Bible, and we're gonna see what they did to change the way Christians think, or at least evangelical Christians, or we call them Judaized Christians, because they're adopting thoughts of Judaism back into Christianity. This is one of the problems that occurred in the early days of the evangelists in Christ's day. Okay, so reviewing this little passage that the Lord talked about, where he gave Abram he pointed him in the direction of some land. He pointed him down out of Chaldea, which is, I think, in near Baghdad somewhere, and pointed them down toward this land and said, go down there and I'll protect you. And from you will come a great nation, and someday there will be a blessing to all the world from you. This is basically
right.
paraphrasing what he said.
Yeah.
And so now here is the footnote in the bottom of that very page, on page 19 of the Scofield Reference Bible. And here's footnote number 2. God made an unconditional promise of blessing through Abram's seed, A, to the nation of Israel to inherit a specific territory forever.
Where does it say that in the scripture?
Where does it say that? Where do you find in those verses that we just read so carefully
yes.
that God made an unconditional promise to the nation of Israel? Now, keep in,
right.
in mind, in 1908, when Scofield wrote the first Bible, there was no nation of Israel.
That's
Furthermore,
correct.
When Abraham wrote these words, when Abraham received this promise from God, Abraham's grandson was not even born yet, whose name would finally become Israel. So Israel wasn't present when the promise was made to Abraham, and the state of Israel wasn't present when Scofield wrote his Bible, and yet
into
the footnotes went this promise of a state of Israel.
Yeah, and brother, you might say that it is true that when Israel was first crowned Israel, Jacob was, by God, gave him that name, he had 12 sons, only one of which was Judah, that the word Jew came from, so Israel would be actually 12 tribes and not, as our ministers teach us today, oh, Abraham, God promised Abraham this land to the Jews. So it's ridiculous, but that's what we're told today from the pulpits.
Right. That's exactly right. Now, the Scofield Bible doesn't just leave it there. They go on and elaborate. They say there was a promise. This is note number 3. There was a promise of blessing upon the individuals and nations who blessed Abram's descendants, and a curse laid upon those who persecuted the Jews. Now, of course, the word Jew didn't exist at that time either, you see?
Right. Absolutely.
And the name Jew came about, as you said, almost thousands of years.
Yeah, 1,500 years.
Yeah, after Abraham, the word Jew finally came into common use. But the Scofield Bible went back and adopted it in there and says that the persecution of Jews brings a curse. And then they go further. They said God's promise to Abraham and his seed currently did not terminate at Sinai with the giving of the law. They're full of, and it goes on to say that these promises still continue to exist. Now, that's just a pure guess on their part. There's no way of supporting that.
This is all made up.
And then we go over to page 20, and we read this. The next note, promise to the Gentiles. I will bless them that bless thee. Those who honor Abraham will be blessed, and curse them that curse thee. This was the warning literally fulfilled in history of Israel's persecution. It has inevitably fared ill with people who have persecuted the Jew, and well with those who have protected him. Then listen to this part. For a nation to commit the sin of anti-Semitism brings inevitable judgment. The future will still more remarkably prove this principle. Now, that's actually written into the footnotes of this King James Version of the Bible called the Scofield Reference Bible.
That's amazing. They made all of this up, brother, because there wasn't any anti-Semitism at that time, 1,500 years after Abraham had a great-great-grandchild named Israel. It's all made up out of whole cloth, isn't it?
It's all come out of thin air, and it creates, Jack, it creates another sin. It's sort of like an 11th commandment, the 10th commandment, and then the 11th commandment, thou shalt not commit anti-Semitism.
Yes.
Well, what that says is that this is also a national sin. It says, for a nation to commit this sin brings inevitable judgment. So you see, that points the finger right at us, and it says, America, you American pastors, you preachers in these churches, if you are not kind to the state of Israel, your nation will be cursed.
Yes.
You see, this is the basis upon which the evangelical movement is so predominantly in support of the state of Israel. They listen to these words. They live by these words.
This is why it's so hard to get anybody to listen about anything about this, because the minute you mention Zionism or Judaism and you start talking about this, they run from you in fear because they think God's going to send a lightning bolt and strike us because we've mentioned these words. And it's such a fear factor that nobody will listen to it, brother. Don't you find that's
the most difficult part? Yes, we find it, but it's tremendously supporting that we can carry a Schofield Bible and show people in the Schofield Bible that we're quoting these words out of their Bible.
Their error. Yeah.
Yes, their error out of their Bible. Well, back in 1909, Schofield didn't write all this, by the way. The Oxford University Press amended his Bible in 1945 and in 1967, after the State of Israel had been in existence 17 years, they put this stuff I've just read in the Bible to influence people more strongly toward the State of Israel. So they have progressively moved the Bible up in terms of a cheering section for the State of Israel.
Yeah.
But back in 1909, Mr. Schofield wrote these amazing words: "The Palestinian covenant gives the conditions under which Israel entered the land of promise. It's important to see that the nation has never yet taken the land under the unconditional Abrahamic covenant, nor has it ever possessed the whole land."
Hey, brother, let me stop you there. And something in the Bible I read several years ago said that it led me to believe that they had possessed the whole land a long time ago, that they had come back into the land. Am I wrong?
No, you're not. It says in
the Bible actually says they possessed the whole land again, didn't it?
Yeah, it says in one of the prophets, I think Jeremiah, states that God fulfilled every promise to the Israelites.
Right.
And that every promise was fulfilled. But, you know, we find it best not to get into that. We find it's so damning to show these words and just show that what's happened is how they have painted these words on the thin air, that it really isn't necessary to even refute whether or not the Israelites got the land, because the present people who are occupying that territory are not the Israelites. They have nothing to do with the Israelites. They don't have the Israelites.
Tell us why that is so.
Well, number one, they don't have the same religion. The Israelite religion was something that was laid out by God and was a trust religion of Abraham.
And it was Christian. I mean, it was the forerunner of the Christian faith.
It was. It was a Christian faith without a Christ.
Uh-huh.
And it was a very hard religion to follow, just as Christianity is.
Yes.
But it had nothing to do with Talmudic Judaism.
Yes,
or
the Kabbalah.
Pharisaism, which was practiced in Jesus'
time. The Talmud and the Kabbalah, yeah.
Right. And then secondly, none of these people who are occupying this land now, 3,000 years later, have any genetic proof that they ever were related, ever had a drop of blood related to anybody in Abraham's time.
Well, let me say, Charles, that those that can say that they've lived there all these generations are highly persecuted by those that have come into that land, because we've had Christian, or not Christian, but Jewish Americans like Jack Bernstein, who went over there, and he married a Sephardic Jew from that area, a girl, and man, when he did that, the Zionists just came down on him like a ton of bricks. These Ashkenazi Zionists who came in from Eastern Europe and set up Israel, and they are so persecuted, the true Judeans, you might say, from that area, that it's incredible. It's almost like apartheid there.
Yeah, well, the Arab, you might call them the Arab Jews, because the Arab people are the Semitic people, of course.
Uh-huh, true.
They're the Semitics, and the Europeans are not. But the Arab Jews are not treated as well as even by the law in Israel, as are the European, the Ashkenaz, as you call them.
Right.
So you're absolutely right in what you've said. And actually, the people over there are much more moderate about taking this land away from the Americans than from the Palestinians, I should say, than are the leaders of our Christian churches. Our Christian churches have no feel or compassion for these people because they've not looked them in the eye. And so they tend to say, well, let them go into the sea, or let them go into the desert, or let them walk off into the Sinai or something. without any real concern for them. But the people over there in Israel have some human compassion for what it's like to be put out. And so, they know something about the territory. So that the leaders of our Christian churches and evangelical churches are much more harsh toward these people and their children than the Israeli Jews.
That's right. Brother
That's
Chuck, Brother Chuck, there are several large Jewish organizations over there, like you say, that see and know the situation, that are standing up for the Palestinians and trying to get the extinguishing of their lands and their houses and even their bodies, killing them off. There's large groups, the Jews Against Zionism, the Nutri-Carta Jews, and others that we've heard of, groups that are trying to stop the elimination of this Palestinian Arab people there that used to live very well and very peaceful with the Jews of that area for thousands of years.
Yeah, a lot of people over there say that it's not good for them to perform genocide against these people because the Jewish people are the ones who claim that they were the victims of genocide.
That's very true.
Two generations ago. So for them to now advocate genocide it bothers a lot of them a lot. However, I want to tell you that there are organizations in America that are sponsored by radical groups in Israel that are campaigning among Christians for support. One of those is called the Unity Coalition for Israel, and it's on our website. There's a lot about it on our website. We followed it.
Yeah. Give out your website again, Chuck.
Okay, it's WHTT.org. Everybody knows the www, three W's and then a dot, and then WHTT, for We Hold These Truths, .org.
Okay.
And just look for the link that leads you to Project Straight Gate. That's the project in front of the churches. And then Pharisee Watch is our journal where we do our research studies, and you'll find all the things I've talked about in great detail, many articles there on under the Pharisee Watch columns. And you'll also find articles about Unity Coalition for Israel and in a story that I have dated June 10, 2005, they are appealing to Christian leaders in America to help prevent their own government from making peace with the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
And they quote this very verse out of Genesis that we've talked about, this Genesis 12 section.
Yes.
And they've said, don't allow this nation to be divided. And they quote that verse and say, unto thee, unto thy seed, I will give this land. And then they go on and say, the Christians need to prevent this land from being given away, which has been, they say, given to them.
Yeah.
Of course, it wasn't given to them. They took it at gunpoint.
Very true.
So we now have the amazing factor of organizations that are founded in Israel coming to the United States and campaigning in our churches and getting our churches to pressure our Congress for the benefit of the state of Israel and, in effect, for the liquidation of the Palestinian people.
That's right, to make sure there is never a peace over there.
To make sure there's never peace.
Unbelievable, in our own churches. And the sad thing is, the Christian ministers, I've talked to some of these guys, and they don't care if all the Arabs are killed. Matter of fact, I almost feel that they would get joy out of it because they believe Jesus is coming back after that. I mean, it's incredible.
Well, now the good side of that is that most people in evangelical churches are people just like you might have been at one time, and I certainly was when I was a Baptist deacon.
Yes.
And I awakened to this by some incidents that occurred in my church about 17 years ago, and I wrote a letter to all of the deacon board before the first war against Iraq, and I said, this is a planned slaughter, and it's being done to benefit, it looks like it's being done to benefit one country, the state of Israel, and how come we're not taking a position against this? Why aren't we speaking out? Why aren't we writing to Congress? Why aren't we at least telling our congregation members that this war is going to be bloody and that it's going to be bad for everyone and that it's not scriptural?
Well, because the con man, Schofield, wrote a book. And it's in the book.
Absolutely. And I would tell you that almost every deacon in my church probably owned a Scofield Bible somewhere in his house.
Right, yes.
And many of them carried them with them all the time. And I didn't happen to have one, but others did. And some people that carry them never looked at those notes. They simply accepted what they were told and carried this out because that was sort of the thing that came down from the top. So,
well, brother, what does this mean now? What I've heard, and I'm no authority, even Bible authority at all, but what I've heard is that the Zionist Jews, those calling themselves Jews that may not be Jews, as Christ said, are looking to set up the new temple there, destroy the Dome of the Rock Mosque, which will immediately cause World War III, and then install the Antichrist in there as God, and the Christians will think it is our Lord returned. Is that kind of the direction we're going?
Well, I don't know exactly where this is going, and I will say this. I think that one of our hidden allies in all of this is that the Israelis really are not as excited about having these goofy evangelicals as partners, as they say. They like to use them,
okay.
And it's coming in very handy, but they really don't trust them.
Okay, brother, hang on to that thought. We'll be right back after this break, and then we'll have to wrap it up. Folks, stay tuned for more.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Brigham Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Brigham Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at brighamhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether you're using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
tonight would be the night I'd like to have a three-hour program, let me tell you. I mean, this is such an important issue. And like I say, folks, if you're just absolutely shocked, and I'm sorry if some of you turned off the radio, you got so scared. But the fact is, Lucifer is very powerful on Earth today, and if he can trick Christians, guess what? He will trick us. So that's what we're talking about tonight. Don't believe us. Check it out yourself. Brother, pick up where we left off. We've got about 2 minutes left.
All right. I want to end this on a real positive note. We are positive people. That's why we have organized pickets all over the country to go to these churches.
Yes.
The people inside these churches will respond if you show them the truth. You need to ask them questions like, what would Jesus say about bombing Iraq? You need to ask them these questions and place them in a position where they see the difference between what they feel internally about these things and what they've been told, so that they will actually change their church from within. This is what we're trying to do. We're trying to get Christian people to change their churches.
That
we're not trying to get them to abandon their church.
Such important work, my goodness.
Okay. The other thing I want to tell everyone who's listening is this. You need to have the little test to know which pastor and which church is a candidate and which is not. Now, here's what you ask the pastor. Pastor, do you believe that the state of Israel that we know about and read about in the paper today, the political one, is a fulfillment of Bible prophecy? Those are the key words. Do you believe it's a fulfillment of Bible prophecy?
Yes. Uh-huh.
If he says yes, then he is a dispensationalist, and because Christ, you see, Jesus is the fulfillment of Bible prophecy, not
That's
the state
right.
of Israel.
That's right.
So if he says, oh, absolutely, then you know that he's a candidate to have his church picketed. Now, the other thing that you need to ask is, if you get a negative answer or a kind of a waffling answer, which is becoming very common now, we're starting to get a lot of waffling answers on that.
Yeah.
We don't think it is now, but we think in the future Israel will be. That's another way of saying yes. But if they say that, say, what do you think Jesus would say about bombing Iraq? And wait for the answer. If you get an answer back that says this is not a perfect world, or it's not like we wish it was, or sometimes we have to do things to save the people from Saddam Hussein, then you know that you have a candidate who needs a bunch of picketers in front of his church. We'll show you exactly how to do it, walk you through it, tell you how to do it. If you're not too far away, we'll even come. We've been all over the country doing this. And it's a great feeling, and it does get a result, and it is the best way we can change our country.
Wake up the people,
brother.
Just to start
changing people inside those churches.
Wake up the people. Hallelujah. That's what we have to be about today. We're supposed to be about our Father's business, and that is awakening people all over the world. The Great Commission has to be carried out right here in the USA, right, brother?
That's right. And the nice thing about this is you can do this from a Christian perspective, where you look and act and behave like a Christian should. You don't have to be a rebel to do this. You can go out and do it in a way that makes you feel good about yourself and about your project.
Well, brother, I'm excited because you're another example of how God's people are waking up today and throwing off the blinders of this horrible apostasy that's come upon the church today, brother.
That's right, and that has to be changed, and we will accomplish that because God, remember, God will be on our side in this.
Amen.
We will be on God's side when we do this, so we cannot lose doing this.
We can't lose, Brother Charles. Well, listen, thank you so much for being on. I want to have you back again. A caller called in and asked a question that is a great question. I want to have you back on to answer it. And that is, how do we know what Bible to trust? Well, brother, we'll cover that another day.
Another day. And by the way, callers can always call us.
Okay.
We're at 480-947-3329.
480-947-3329. God bless you, brother. Thank you, folks, for listening in. Don't forget, this old cop truly loves you.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing contact Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.